February 5th, 1981, 14-year-old Deanie Peters and her mom were watching a wrestling match. It was at a middle school in a suburb outside of Grand Rapids. Peters told her mom she had to use the restroom before they headed home. "I'll be right back," she said. But Peters never returned. 31 years later, police still haven't made an arrest or found her body. Deanie's little brother, Will Peters, was 6 years old when she disappeared.
I just didn't get it, you know, and I didn't finally really understand it until I was about 8 years old.
Peter says that's when he realized his older sister, who looked after him, taught him to be brave. She was never coming back. A few years later, the Peters moved out of Michigan, and more than two decades went by before a new cold case team started investigating her disappearance from scratch.
It's probably the most high-profile, well-known case in Michigan.
Sergeant Sally Walter leads the Kent County Metro cold case team.
A young 14-year-old girl that's with her mother that vanishes from her school. And it's just so uncommon, so unheard of, especially back in 1981.
The cold case team methodically checked facts. They dug behind an old schoolhouse and drained someone's backyard pond looking for Deanie's body. Nothing. Walter says they have a good idea of what happened to Peters, but she can't say what that is because the case is still open. Del Todd sat right behind Deanie Peters in class the year she disappeared.
Every few days, there'd be an update. Nothing much to report. People were looking, and she was still missing. And in many ways, that's kind of where we still are.
Todd is part of a group of Peter's friends and former classmates who are taking a new approach to solve the case. They got enough money together to open up an art exhibit at a small gallery in downtown Grand Rapids to keep people thinking about the case.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Deanie's little brother, Will, now in his late 30s, steps in front of a microphone before the exhibit opened. This is the first time Will Peters has returned to Grand Rapids since his family moved away. It's incredible to him that people around here still care about her.
In 1985, I thought that when we moved away, her memory would go with it, and that everything that involved her would be forgotten.
Behind him, long white sheets cover a series of 10 picture frames. After a few words, Peters pulls away the sheets, revealing a mosaic image of the smiling 14-year-old Deanie Peters, frozen in 1981. Next to each of the 10 images, there's some sort of document, a news article from when she disappeared, her death certificate. A person entering the gallery with no idea who Deanie Peters was would probably understand her story when they left. David Thompson, another of Peters' friends, says the class of 1985 hopes the exhibit will keep her case alive.
We know that there is somebody in this community who knows where Deanie is and who would gain from us ending this. And we want to make it very easy for them to send an anonymous note, send an anonymous email, leave a note on my windshield, whatever it takes, just to make it go away. And I'm more optimistic every day that that goal can be achieved.
Sergeant Sally Walter says the cold case team still gets a tip about the Peters case at least every other day. None of those tips have led to her remains yet. In Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.